what's up, kid? Previously on But You're Wrong.
Yeah, that how awkward is that at lunch?
Yeah.
He's sitting there eating lunch and some dude's nose falls off into his fucking spaghetti.
Just right into the soup.
Right into the soup. Terrible. He's got to fish it out with the spoon.
Do you think he made a really bad joke when that happened? I would. I would have to. I'd be like, smells delicious.
It's like an Austin Powers movie when he's like, probably just like some terrible nose jokes. Where'd it go? Nobody knows.
So what you're saying is that Siri gave you the option to call the Sears Tower or the Willis Tower.
Sears, yep.
And you said no because you thought you might just get the one phone that's there.
I don't know. Maybe it's busy. It's probably always busy. There's a lot of people calling.
Okay. For someone that works in phones, you would think that you'd be like, oh, they probably have, you know, a...
T1, PBX.
Yeah, PBX, that's what I was trying to think of. Yeah.
I bet you...
They probably have some kind of a phone system.
There is probably, from what I understand, there is like 30,000 people that work in the Sears Tower.
I mean, yeah.
There's probably a lot of phones in there.
What if they all had to share one phone?
They all have one phone. That would be terrible.
It was one phone in the lobby.
Yeah, it would be bad. I mean, it was like, hey, Jim, you got a phone call. You got to come down here. I know you're on the 106th floor, but you need to come down here and take a phone call. Thank you. That would be terrible.
He gets down there, and it's just somebody that wants to save him money on his insurance.
Well, hey, how's it going? Or they just hung up by the time he gets down there because it takes him 10 minutes.
Or it's just a wrong number.
Oh, sorry. I didn't really want Jim that works in the Sears Tower. I was looking for someone else.
It's some other Jim that works on a different floor.
Yeah. No, actually, I want a gym that works on the 105th floor.
What if there's two guys? Because there's got to be two guys with the same name that work there.
You would assume with or that two, many people.
Yeah. Like, I'm trying to think of an example. Like John T. Smith.
Okay.
And then there's John P. Smith.
Yeah.
And every time they get a little call on the intercom, and they're like, Mr. Smith, can you come down here? You got a phone call. Are you sure it's for me? Are you positive it's for me? John,
I don't
want
to have to make the trip if it's not for me.
and then he goes down there like four times a day. He has to go down there.
It'd be terrible.
And three of the four times, it's always for the other guy.
Always. Because that other guy is just a whore. He's just getting so many calls.
What's amazing about this scenario is it completely disqualifies people from having cell phones.
I know. We just assume that people only have landlines and that there is a singular landline going to the Sears Tower.
I would bet that even before phone systems were around, there was never just one line at the Sears Tower. Like, yeah, as soon as it opened, they probably put in like 100 phone lines.
At least. I mean, the idea that there would be one phone line to the largest skyscraper in the country is probably retarded.
Yeah. I mean, it's
absolutely ridiculous.
There's no basis for it whatsoever, but...
Hey, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
Well, that killed 3 minutes.
So how's it going?
It's going all right.
Yeah.
We're getting some snow out here. At the end of March.
Oh, so from what I hear, this stupid storm is heading our way because we have not had nearly enough snow yet this winter.
Yeah. Well, we got like I'm going to say 5 or 6 inches.
That's not too bad.
Yeah, it's about average.
Yeah, that's not bad. I can deal with that.
It was enough to cancel school today, though.
Oh, wow. So Now, would you say that... Are we recording?
Yeah.
Oh, good, good. Now, would you say that school gets canceled more or less frequently than up here?
Well, the thing is, I don't really have...
That's, well...
I don't have a good judge here, because there are... Like, yeah. Like, my fiance is a teacher here.
Don't attend elementary school.
Yeah, and here, at least I know, because on days that my fiance is not supposed to be here and she's here, I know school's canceled.
Right. But up here, you didn't really have that.
Yeah. Like, unless my sister said something and was like, oh, the kids are home today, like, I wouldn't know.
Yeah, I guess you're right. You had no reason to really pay attention to that when you
were here. Yeah. Like, I'd see it, but I wouldn't make a note of it. I would say, though, that. It seems canceled here more, at least in this area, more frivolously than up there. Well, no, I shouldn't say that. But it's weird because, like, where we are is more, quote-unquote, city for out here.
Sorry. So, I know where you live. Yeah.
So I think I've said it before. I live across the street from a cornfield. So,
yes.
But like the roads are paved, or the roads are paved, but the roads are plowed.
Sorry.
The roads are plowed and salted more frequently here than in the more country areas, or what they also call as the ridges. Which are more mountainous areas.
Is that what I would call the sticks?
Yeah, yeah. The sticks. It's a little bit more of those winding country roads.
I've driven on those.
Yeah. So, but there's kids that live on those that take the bus. Like, everybody takes the bus around here, too.
Right.
That's the other thing. Pretty much everybody takes the bus. It's more rare for a kid to get driven to school than it is for them to take the bus.
Well, see, that's part of what I was thinking, where I was going to say that maybe school would get canceled more there, not because you guys get less snow or more snow or that they're bigger pussies or anything like that, but because the distance to go to school has to be more. Like,
yeah.
It's got to be more of a pain in the ass for a kid to get to school where you are than where I am.
Yeah. Cause so, I think it's a safety thing. I think for the buses driving on like the ridges and stuff.
Cause I've going out to visit you. I've driven on those fucking windy mountain roads.
Yeah.
Because my stupid GPS decided to get me off the Pennsylvania Turnpike early. And I went through some crazy ass roads that, if it was snowing, would have been pretty fucking treacherous.
Yeah. Yeah. Plus, I think it's also a concern for just the kids waiting out there, too. So they'll call, like, two-hour delays and stuff for that stuff, too. Like, they call a two-hour delay if it's below, I think it's 10 degrees.
Mm.
If it's below 10 degrees outside, then they call a two-hour delay because of the kids waiting at the bus stops.
Right. Yeah, it makes sense. I guess you can't have kids standing out there in less than 10-degree weather.
Yeah.
Fucking pussies.
Yeah, nobody out here says, remember, we live in Western Pennsylvania, so.
Oh, yeah, well. Maybe they're just not as big of as assholes.
That's probably true.
Yeah.
There's no such term as passholes out here, so.
Sorry.
What are you apologizing for?
I don't know. So anyways, I had an experience the other day.
Okay. Hey, before you share your experience.
Okay.
Can I share one thing that I saw today on TV that I know you'll love and I want to remember to share this with you?
Yes, please.
So I watched The Celebrity Apprentice.
Oh, okay. With the Donald.
With the Donald, and the season is All Stars with the Busey.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
Gary,
yeah.
Busey. And as as some of us might know, Gary Busey likes to come up with acronyms for different words. Like fun is finally understanding nothing.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so that's his little acronym for what fun is. And then he was in a van with, I forget her name, some soap star. And whenever she moved on the van seat, it sounded like she was farting. So he was making jokes about her farting. And they cut to his little confessional, and he goes, "Fart stands for feeling erectile transmission."
What?
That's what fart stands for.
Okay. All right. Forget it.
And he says it so seriously. He's just like, fart stands for feeling erectile transmission. I was dying.
I mean, that is just so stupid.
But now I'm going to think about that every time I fart. I'm just going to go rectal transmission.
Rectal trans. All right. Yeah, no. I mean, that part's okay. I don't know where the R is, but. Oh, I mean, I guess rectal. Fuck. Damn it. Go on. Continue. I didn't say that.
No, that was it. Just that he says.
Acronyms.
Feeling of rectal transmission. I thought that was pretty good. So I guess if you have a lot of gas, you're doing like Morse code or something.
Yeah, that's me. Yeah. You know, it happens. Sometimes you hit Chipotle on the way home.
Sir, are you okay? We got a rectal SOS. No, I just stopped at Chipotle.
Beep 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 beep. There's a problem at 97.
when they went for the salsa, I went for the hot. So.
Oh yeah.
Caused a little bit of a problem, if you know what I mean. But yeah, no SOS, sorry.
I was just weeping on the toilet later.
They kick in the door.
Are you okay?
We got a report of a robbery. No.
That was just my ace.
There was a kidnapping. Nope.
No, there wasn't.
Tom's right. So you had an experience?
Hold on, I need a sip of my drink before I start telling this.
Well, now, you haven't told this story yet, right?
No, no one's heard this.
All right, so this is a BYW exclusive.
This is an exclusive.
Right.
So, now, I've only done this once before.
Oh, God.
No. It's not going to be as bad as you think. When I start this story, you're going to think it's going in a really bad place. It's not going in nearly as bad of a place as you think.
All right, so it's not going kill the hobo.
No.
All right.
So, you know, I work pretty hard. You know, I like to, you know, I need to de-stress.
Okay.
So, you know, I've gone and I've gotten a massage before.
Okay.
See, I know where your mind's going. So, you know, but no, like a reputable place. Like not like not one of the Asian massage parlors around Quincy.
Okay.
So like a real place. So, lately, I mean, you know, I just been real stressed out and my neck was just killing me.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, you know what? I'm going to go get another massage. I'm going to go get a massage. Why not? You know, I'm entitled.
Yeah, you earned it.
Right. You know, whatever. I'm going to relax a little bit. I'm going to enjoy it. So I go to the same place. I set up a little appointment, and so I set up the appointment, and they're like, "Oh, do you want to go at?" I forget. I think it was 6:30. It was last week.
6:30 at night.
6:30 at night.
Okay.
With and they gave me this name, and it was like, Ayato something. And I'm like, You know, and of course, me being a piece of shit, you know, stubborn white guy, I was like, oh, all right, yeah, sure, whatever. You know, I don't know.
You felt that white guilt. You were like, if I say no, they're going to think I'm a racist.
Right, because so obviously this person is foreign or something. But you know what? Whatever. I'm gonna give them the benefit of the doubt.
Now, person on the phone was not... That was telling you this name was not a foreign, didn't have a foreign accent.
No. It was like yeah.
Okay.
So I go in there, and they're like, "Oh, okay, you're here for your appointment. Yeah. All right, go sit in the waiting room." And they have you sit in this like weird little room with this like new age music going on. It's like
the waterfalls and shit.
There is, it's like sounds of the forest and everything.
Yeah. So you hear like, and then occasionally like a caw-caw, caw-caw, like that kind of shit?
Yeah. It was a little more, there was like kind of like almost, not wind chimes, but kind of like, you know, more like a little bit of percussion going on and stuff like that.
Like a lute?
Maybe a lute.
Okay. And then you realize Sting was just sitting in the waiting room.
Yeah, he was just across from me. It was just too dark. I didn't notice him at first. And so I'm sitting there and I'm thinking to myself, what's going to happen with this person? So after a couple minutes, this relatively, I won't say big. He wasn't big. But it was a fairly good sized black gentleman showed up in the waiting room with like cornrows and shells in his hair, and he's like you Greg. And I'm like, and you know, and for a quick second, I wanted to say no and just run out. But I said yes.
All right.
Yes, I am. I am Greg. So.
Well, hang on. Let me. So you said the guy was kind of big, but not that big.
Yeah, I mean,
Was he like Ving Rhames big? Or
No. He was like...
Was he tall, but like kind of skinny?
No, he was more like... Let's say he was like my size, but thinner.
Okay.
So like he was like 5'10", 5'11", wide, you know, like big shoulders and everything, but not as fat as I am, but you know, like you know, a decent sized dude.
Okay.
So I'm like, oh, I don't. And it didn't even have any, like, he had like kind of an accent. And the thing is that it didn't even have anything to do with the fact that he was foreign or that he was black or anything.
What did he sound like?
He sounded like he was
like Jamaican? Like Caribbean?
Some sort of Caribbean. I wouldn't say he sounded Jamaican, but it was, I mean, he was definitely not born in the United States.
Okay. Now, but when you had gone before, what was the caliber of people that was massaging you?
It was a woman. It was like a 40-something-year-old white woman.
Okay. Attractive?
Yeah, I mean, she probably used to be.
Okay, all right. But she like, that was the one that you always got? How many times had you gone?
This is only the second time I ever went.
Oh, okay.
So, you know, it was more than anything, it was that it was a man. And I was like, I don't know how I feel about this.
But you were just going in for your neck, right?
Yeah. But they do. They go. They do the. They do your legs too, And yeah, so who gives a shit? But I mean, mainly he was like, what do you hope to accomplish? And I was like, well, my neck is really tight, like my neck and my shoulders. And I wanted to be like, just touch my neck and my shoulders. Don't touch anything else. You guy, I don't want guys touching me anywhere else.
Because if it moves, that's the test.
Right. If it as a result of contact. So I didn't say that, but you know, when he said, you know, what do you want? You know, what's your deal? And I was like, you know, the neck. I want, you know, the neck is the deal here. So I go in, I'm like, all right, fine. You know, just put it out of your mind. Just don't even think about it. So, you know, I go in and you get under, I don't know if you've ever done this, but you get,
I've never had a massage.
You go under like the cover or whatever, and they come back in the room and then they do their thing.
So they put you in the room and you strip down.
You decide how much clothes you want to take off.
All right.
And then you get under the blanket, you know, on the little bed. So, you know, you're all covered up still. And then as they go around and, like, they do your arm or your leg or whatever, they go around your body. Like, they just unlift the cover on just that part of you.
Okay.
And
now, go ahead.
No.
I was going to say, when you had the woman, what was your level of disrobement?
I honestly, it was both. It was the same on both.
Okay. All right. What, how'd you go? Just boxers?
Yeah. Okay. Just my boxers.
That's what I would do.
Yeah. I mean, you know, I didn't, even with the guy, I didn't feel like I needed to wear more, because otherwise, I mean, I've been wearing my jeans or something. Like, I can't do that. That's crazy. You know, it's winter. I'm not wearing shorts there. So. But, you know, boxers, get under the cover, whatever. So he comes back in and whatever, and he starts going, doing my neck, whatever. That, yeah, okay, that's fine, it's fine. And but it was just – it was weird. Like, he had, like, big man hands, and he's just, like – he's just going at my shoulders. And
were they all – like, were they all calloused?
No, they were all right hands, but they just – you could just – you just feel the man in them. Like, they were just – like, there was a cock behind those hands. And it wasn't – you know – all right. So it wasn't all that bad. And then he, like, he starts going to – doing the back or whatever. And like, he must have, like, leaned down or whatever. And I could feel his like cornrow hair with the shells on. I could feel it on my back and it freaked me out. It freaked me out.
Could you feel like his breath and stuff?
I did not feel his breath, but I felt the hair and the shells, and I couldn't get over it. And then like, again, you said you have never had like a massage, but sometimes they'll do like a little, like on the top of your ass, like your,
like right at the small of your back,
right,
like right where your hip bone is.
Yeah, like the top third of your ass cheek.
Right? Okay, all right. So at this point, he's revealing some crack when he pulls back the blanket.
He. Pulls back the blanket, and I was like, ugh, you know, and he's going at the back or whatever, and he's and one thing I'll say, it was good because he's very forceful and like and you know, like, you know, it's good, like a massage is good, but like I need a little pressure, you know, I need a little something, a little oomph, otherwise what's the point, you know, I need to loosen up a little bit. But then
I can't wait to recut this.
I feel him, like, take it, and then he folds back my boxes a little bit to reveal the top of my ass. And then he starts, like, kneading the top of my ass with his hands. And I just, I mean, like, I tensed up. Like, I was just like, oh my god, like, what's going on? Like, I couldn't handle it. It was too much. And he's just going at it, and he did one cheek, and then he did the other, and it was not enjoyable.
Now, are you guys talking at all during this?
No, I didn't say a word to him. I couldn't. I didn't know what to say.
Did he try talking to you?
No.
Was he like, so what do you do for work?
No, he didn't say anything. Now, when I went before and I had the woman, she talked to me. I felt much more comfortable.
talking to her?
Talking to the woman, yeah. I mean, because I like when women touch me. I don't like when men touch me. And I'm not a homophobe. I just the idea of a man touching my buttocks is just not pleasurable to me. And if that's going on, I don't want to be conversing with him.
Mm.
It just doesn't do it for me.
You don't want to be talking about your favorite John Travolta movies?
No, absolutely not. Because I don't even know what I would say in that situation. So, basically, my story is that I got a massage from a man, and while at points it was very good, at points it was very bad, and that is probably partially just to do with me, but it was a very George Costanza moment for me.
Now, did he go up the leg also?
Yeah, he got pretty high up there.
All right.
You know, like, not to the point where, like, I was afraid that he was going to hit my balls or anything, but, you know, it was enough. It was enough that, you know, it's a little uncomfortable.
All right.
Not as bad as the ass, though. The ass was a little much. I couldn't deal with it.
Did he make little sounds while he was massaging?
No. Well, there was there was points, and it wasn't really like the ass or anything, but there was a part where he was like on the back, and he was like, like, it was like this like groaning sound, like he was forcing something.
and then you just felt something hot on your back, and he's like, "Don't worry, man, that's just the lotion."
It was the lotion. Yeah, basically. It was... He did a very good job. I just... I next time I go, I can't... If I go again, I don't know. I might be scarred for life. But I can't... I cannot get a man. I won't enjoy it. I can't.
Yeah, fair enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that'd be very, very uncomfortable. Now, was the New Age music playing in the...
Oh, yeah. Like, it was rocking. Like, there was the New Age music. It was like... I almost wanted to be like, just turn it down. But then again, it was kind of keeping me sidetracked from the fact that this big black gentleman was rubbing my buttocks. So, you know, maybe it was good that it was on. I don't know.
Yeah, what was the lighting situation like?
Very dim. It was very dim.
So you thought that if you were like, can you turn the music down a little bit? He would think that you would want to talk.
Yeah, I didn't want any part of that. What would we have talked about? I don't even know what we would have talked about. I don't even know what I talked about with the woman the first time I went, but at least it was a little more, I don't know, social. I can't.
Now, did the woman use the same technique?
Yeah, she did pretty much all the same stuff.
It was just that it was a dude?
It was that it was a guy, you know? And it, obviously, like, this is, he was very good and professional. I'm not putting this on him. I'm putting it on me. I'm the problem.
Well, I mean, I don't know if you're a problem.
Well,
I would probably, you know, I would probably have the same reaction.
Yeah, it was.
I was a little weirded out at first when I started going to a chiropractor.
Oh yeah.
But I keep my clothes on.
Oh, so what do you go there for?
Well, like I go there. I went there initially for my neck.
Did you take your shirt off?
No.
Oh, okay.
I think the first day that I went, the first day that I went for my first appointment, they put me in a little closet and I had to disrobe and put a little gown on so they could take X-rays. And I think at times, like I think initially, especially, like when I was wearing like sweatshirts or like if I was wearing like a heavy sweater or something like that, I'd have to take that off if I had like a t-shirt underneath or something. But
right.
He doesn't really do that anymore, I think. But I think at first he was trying to get like a better judge of what my spine situation was.
What your bare body looked like.
Well, no, I got my shirt on. And like he'll go down. So he because what he'll do is like he'll run his hands along like my spine.
Yeah.
And then like he'll massage my neck a little bit. And, like, each side test and see, like... I don't know how you can necessarily tell. I guess it's just, like, an acquired thing. Like, you can tell if something's out of line just a little bit.
Right.
And then, like, through my clothes, he'll test it out. But he keeps doing a thing where he'll, like... Because over the course of, like, the adjustments and stuff, like, my shirt will ride up a little bit. So they're always, like, pulling it back down.
Yeah.
To, like, make sure that, I guess, that there's no impropriety or anything. But I mean, yeah, it's, I think if I was doing that and it was, you know, bare back, I'd be, freaked out.
It's just a little much, you know?
But, that might be something for you to check out, sir.
Yeah.
If you're having neck problems.
I was thinking about it, yeah.
Because mine, like, my neck got so bad. Like I was in so much pain cause it was my neck and my shoulder, like the top of my shoulder. And it was like the pain was shooting up into like my ear and into like my jaw. And it got so bad when I finally went that I was like feeling like nauseous. Like that's how bad the pain was.
Yeah.
And then like, I was also having like lower back problems and like problems with my knee and stuff. If I was sitting for a long time or driving or something like that, like my lower back would bother me. My knee would start to bother me. Shit like that, that I was just like, oh man, I'm getting old.
Yeah.
And then, as soon as I started going through the adjustments, I was like, oh wow, I'm not actually supposed to feel like that. That's good.
Right. Right. Yeah. It's amazing how it's all connected.
Yeah. The thing that sucked though, is I had to go like almost every day for like a week at first.
Oh really?
Yeah. And then now I go, like, every, like, 3 weeks or so.
Oh, that's good.
Or until something really starts to bother me. Like, I fell asleep on the couch one night a couple weeks ago. And, like, however I was sleeping, it just, my spine was like, nope, that's not a good way to sleep. And then, like, I just felt so much pain in my shoulder and, like, I couldn't move it and... It was bad. And then I called up and I was like, can I come in? And they said, sure. And then I was done.
That sounds good.
Yeah. I used to naysay it. And be like, oh, they're just cracking your bones, whatever. It's all BS. And then I was like, okay, you know what? There's something to this.
Yeah, no. I have been to a chiropractor before. Not in many years. But I found it quite beneficial, and that might be something I will revisit.
Yeah. Especially, like, I figured out that if I sit at my desk for a long time, and I'm, like, staring at a computer screen, or, like, for writing, or the show, or something like that, then my neck will start to bother me. Mm. So I have to, like, adjust the height and shit like that.
I know all about that. Sitting at the computer.
Yep. So. that is a very Costanza story.
Yeah. I thought that you'd like that.
I can just imagine you being like, okay, just remember, contact is the test. Contact is the test.
Like, I'm not a homosexual just because I'm getting a massage from a man.
I mean, not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, that's not. People's own business is their own thing, you know?
But, I mean, I'm just saying, you know.
Yeah.
All right, so we took a little break, and I'll acknowledge it because I heard you in the background trying to refill your drink, which I'm assuming is wine.
Yes.
Yes, because you were trying to use one of those stupid electric corkscrews.
Yes.
I hate those things.
You don't like them?
Well, I didn't like them because for the longest time we couldn't figure out how to work it.
Oh.
And then finally it was figured out. And it just seemed, you know what, for a long time it just seemed like too much of a hassle. And like it created more of a problem. But then once it was figured out, like that you have to hold the button so long, and then there's like a pause, and then some kind of a click, and then it does the thing, and then like, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And then the pause is longer than you think the pause should be. So I think we're like assuming that the pause meant that it was done, and like letting go of the button when the pause was done. But and then we're like, oh wait, this is actually a lot easier. So. But for the longest time, that thing just pissed me off. Because when I first moved out here and we were staying with my fiance's mom, she had one of those. And like she would use it, but then she would have to like still hold the bottle and just like pull to do it. And I was like, that just seems like it's making it harder.
Yeah, that's idiotic.
And then so I for the longest time I didn't even bother trying to use it, and I would just use the old corkscrew because it was just quicker.
Right.
And then we figured out how to use it, and I was like, okay, I guess that does make it easier. I still do it the other way, but...
Tonight is literally the first time I ever used it. But,
And you know
obviously you could tell I had trouble.
Yeah, boy, it probably would have been easier as, if us as men had read the instructions on it.
Yeah, but instructions are for losers.
Yeah. Well, I don't even think her mom read the instructions because she was having trouble with it. And then when we finally figured it out, we're like, oh, I think we have one. I think it's just in a closet somewhere. I don't think we have it plugged in because it takes up too much room in the kitchen. And as you know, our kitchen is very, very small.
It's not a big kitchen.
It's kind of a closet.
Not that mine is big, but it's slightly bigger than yours.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Well, I mean, I do live in Quincy. I couldn't stand for a small kitchen.
If we try to have a Quincy-style party in my kitchen, we would fit two people.
Yeah, it wouldn't be good. I mean, it'd be like me, you, maybe Andrew.
Yeah, yeah, we could probably fit Andrew.
Yeah, it wouldn't be good. My kitchen is just big enough to have a Quincy party.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's probably twice as big as yours.
Oh, yeah, I would say. There's a lot of counter space, too.
That's definitely true.
Yeah, enough room for a little upright table, and
yeah,
you got a little like high. You got a high table.
Yes,
so you can fit the beer fridge underneath there.
Exactly. Yeah. We know what we're doing.
But yeah. So I was thinking about it. I had a little, not as funny as yours. I had a little Seinfeld-esque moment this weekend.
All right.
So I'm going away for a friend's wedding. End of the week.
Okay.
And Rachel had a dress picked out, but she wasn't super thrilled with it. And we had coupons for Kohl's and Kohl's Cash, and you know, because Kohl's has something going on all the fucking time.
Yeah, they always got deals.
They're always sending coupons and overlapping coupons, and then you got the Kohl's Cash to bring you back in. And she went with her mom and then got Kohl's Cash and brought it back. And then we were there this weekend, and then they gave us more Kohl's Cash. So we got to go back next month.
Of course.
It's a whole scam. But
But
anyway, but they do have really good deals.
I like Kohl's. I don't go very often, but it's a good place.
Yeah, well, I got a pretty nice jacket that was like $120 for $12 minus 30%.
Yeah, look at you.
Yeah. And I got a couple shirts for like $3.
Yeah.
I can't do too bad.
No, it's not bad at all. I could get down with that.
So Rachel's, I'm like the massage guy. Get down with that. Kohl's, whoever invented Kohl's could definitely touch your ass is what you're saying.
I don't care who it is.
Okay.
You get all up crazy in my ass. as we were saying.
I hope for whatever reason the guy that created Kohl's is the same guy that gave you the massage.
This is a giant homosexual. And
he just got so rich that he was just like, you know what? I used to have a summer job giving massages to people in Massachusetts. I'm gonna go back and do that and retire. so then he goes back, he retires, and he's the guy that gave you the massage.
I hope so. It would be a better story.
If only he had been like, hey, did you know that I invented Kohl's? And you just pull down the blanket the rest of the way.
Here's my whole ass. Hope you like hair.
Do whatever you want, sir.
Here's some Sicilian ass for you. Gross.
The fuck was I with that?
Thank
you. Kohl's. So she was looking at dresses. Should we pull a bunch of dresses? And then she has to go try them on.
Naturally.
So we do one round of that. And then she doesn't like it. There's one that is a possible. So then we do a second round of searching, and we check a different area of the store. Pull some more, and then we go back to the dressing room. Now, because Kohl's always has something going on, it's always packed. I sit down. You know, they have the little waiting area for the guys.
Yeah,
the guys
and the
old people. Yeah, right outside the waiting room, and they got the little couches. And the little couches are set up on each side opposite, like, the little doorway, so that, you know, you can't be a peeping Tom into the dressing room, but your girl can come out and stand in the doorway and be like, what do you think?
Right.
Because they know that that's what happens.
Well.
So I sit down, and there's another guy, another gentleman sitting there, older.
Are you using that term loosely?
No, I mean, it was a guy. and he, you could tell he was a little bit older because he had a little gray around the temples, little Reed Richards.
Sorry, it could have just been Chris Bertone.
Could have been. It wasn't. Because he was not wearing a Green Lantern related shirt. So.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So he's sitting there. And Rachel appears in the one doorway. We're sitting opposite each other. He's sitting on one side, and then I'm sitting on the other, and she comes out, and I was like, well, what do you think? Because I was okay on it, and I was like, what do you think? And she's like, I don't really like it. And I was like, all right, then that's a no.
Right, well, what are you going to argue with her?
Exactly.
No, I really like that. You should get that.
Well, the guy walks away, or she walks away, and goes to try something else on, and he goes, you guys married? And I was like, no, we're engaged. And
there's a piece of ace.
You know, well, he couldn't see her. He just goes, oh. He goes, yeah, just agree. And he drops his voice down low like he's revealing a secret to me. And he's like, yeah, just agree with whatever they say. Ask him a couple questions and just agree.
Like you haven't been around women.
Yeah, and I was just like, yeah. And he goes, I gotta I got a 7 and 9 year old in there picking out Easter dresses. Oh, daddy, I want this dress that costs $70. And he's like, oh. And he's, I was like, yeah, haha. Like, I don't know what to say. I don't know what to work with.
Yeah,
I got nothing.
You can't relate to that.
Yeah. What am I supposed to be like? Yeah, 7 and 9 year olds are such a pain in the ass. Like, that would just seem creepy for me to say at this point.
Yeah, I hate when I have to bring them for their Happy Meals.
So the one girl comes out, and he asks her a couple questions. Like, what do you think? Does it fit? And he goes, and she walks away, and he goes, yeah, see, just you ask a couple questions, get their opinion, then you just go with it. And I was like, yeah, and then I'm sitting there. So, you know, like, you sit down, sometimes you'll put, like, you'll put your leg up like a little table, you know? I don't know how to describe it. But you put one leg up, and you'll have, like, your ankle on your other knee.
Sure.
You know what I'm talking about?
No, I know what you're talking about. I don't usually do that, but I know what you're talking about.
Every once in a while, I'll do it. Like, I don't often do it, but I sometimes feel weird just sitting there with my legs spread. So... it's like I built.
You don't
wall.
Want it to be like when you were in college.
Yeah, I built a little leg with my wall. I'm a little more modest now. I am spoken for. So.
Oh right.
Yeah, I've been pinned. So yeah, to be modest.
Church.
So, but he's sitting there with his legs crossed, and then he goes. He goes, yeah, I mean, once you get married, that whole, the way you're sitting, that goes away. Then you sit like this. And I was like, oh, and he goes, you know, it's actually pretty comfortable. And, you know, you just figure, why not? And I'm like, I don't know what you're telling me.
What are you talking about?
I guess he's saying that, like, his manhood just goes away and he just crosses his legs.
He no longer has testicles?
Yeah, I guess once you're married, I guess. Your balls and your dick just go away. So then you can just cross your legs completely.
I mean, I guess they might as well to a certain extent.
So then you can sit like a woman. But then he's like, no, it's, and then he realized what he said. And he was like, no, it's comfortable. It's surprisingly comfortable. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
Oh, backtrack.
No, I still got a dick. It's a big dick. You see it?
Yeah, it's huge. It's you wouldn't believe it. It's how big it is. It's like you read about.
Yeah, they used to call me Johnny Horsecock.
Yeah, Johnny Horsecock, my favorite.
But now that I got married, they started calling me Bald Eagle. So, but I mean that's a majestic bird. That's a majestic bird. So you know, proud to have that nickname. He just keeps saying terrible things.
Majestic bird.
And then he just realizes and has to backtrack completely. You know, my woman actually wears the pants. She literally makes me wear a dress. I mean, it's more comfortable.
She's literally wearing my slacks right now. I've been reduced to nothing.
Why would he say slacks?
He would say slacks.
That's such an old man thing to say.
I know, but you're describing an old man.
He was in his 40s.
Oh, well, I hope that, you know what, well, I was just going to say, I hope that when I'm in my 40s, I use the term slacks. However, I just did, and I'm 26, so whatever. I like the term slacks. I think it's funny.
You were using the term slacks in, like, kindergarten.
I like the term slacks. I use that, and I also like the term trunks for a bathing suit. Hey, you're gonna borrow my trunks.
Wow. Trunks isn't so bad. Slacks is pretty bad.
All right, you know what? Calm down. How would you come off it?
So anyway, so his daughters come out, and they pick out their dresses.
Wait, how old are they?
They're like 7 and 9.
Damn it. All right, go on.
And they pick out the dresses, and he goes, all right, and they leave. And he goes, all right, let's go. And he leans over his shoulder and goes, good luck. And I was like, thanks, you too. You know?
He's imparting a little wisdom upon you.
Yeah, seriously. I was just like, all right. And I'm just like, why? I don't get it. I think people give advice when they find out that you're engaged. And they're like, let me give you some marital advice.
Yeah.
just agree with everything that she says.
I feel like no matter what, no matter what stage you're in, like, you ever been out, like almost like a first date or like a, even just like a first couple dates, and some guy's just like, just go with whatever they say, just agree with them, or like, you know, it'd be like, you know, they're the boss or something, you know, I'm like, you know, it's like, no matter what, it's the same goddamn advice. I know, like, I'm in my mid to late 20s. I know how to deal with women. I got it.
Yeah, you're like, don't worry, I can figure this out.
I'm a guy just like you. I know, yeah. I know. They're a pain in the ass. I get it.
Yeah, like, and the thing is, I don't quite follow the quote unquote rules that this dickless man told me.
Yeah, Mr.
Because he's like, just go along with it, and I'm just like, well, but I mean, if it doesn't look good, I'll just go, nah. I'm not going to be like, oh my god, that makes your ass look huge. Like, that's a Kim Kardashian ass. I can't believe you picked that out. I'm not going to say anything like that. I'm going to go, eh, I don't like that one as much. You don't have to make a comment about it.
I mean, in general, he is correct. You're better off. Yes. You just need to agree with them. Otherwise, you're just in for a world of hurt. Now, once in a while, you got to say no. Well, you know, you got to be a little, judicious with your answers, but you can't, you know, in general, you got to just say, yeah, you're right, honey. That looks great. You know, whatever.
Well, I mean, I might have lucked out because usually we agree. And if she's on the fence about something, that usually means that she doesn't like it. So I just go with the no if she's on the fence.
You've got yourself a very understanding woman there.
Yes,
that's for sure. And
again, I think as long as I don't make a comment about it, she's not going to take too much of offense of me going, I don't like that as much.
Yeah.
But usually when she comes out, I can tell based on her face, you know, what her view of it is. Right. If she likes it, if she doesn't like it, if she's borderline.
See, the problem in general is that women are unreasonable and crazy. So, you know, it's better off to just go with the flow and let them believe whatever. But, you know, if you're lucky enough to find yourself a woman who's not quite as crazy, you know, you can try to find some middle ground there.
Yeah. Yeah. And as long as you're not crazy.
Right, because then if you're crazy and your woman is crazy, which is bound to happen because they're out of their minds, it's just going to be a shit show.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be terrible.
But maybe you'll be – now, unlikely, but maybe you'll both be crazy on the same wavelength, which that's good. But, you know, you can't bet on that. That's very doubtful.
And that's not always necessarily a good thing.
That's true, too, because if you know what, it's got to be like, all right, well, no, I won't say it's like the government actually is, but it's like the government is supposed to be. Checks and balances. You got to have one party checking the other one.
Yeah.
Making sure that everyone stays within reason. Now, that doesn't actually happen in practice, and it doesn't actually happen in relationships. However, if that's the way it should happen, because everyone is going to overstep their bounds,
mm-hmm.
You make sure that they don't overstep their bounds too much.
Yeah, I mean, sometimes it works. My dad gave the advice that you have to compromise, but you both have to keep in mind that when you compromise, no one gets what they want.
Yeah, everyone feels a little bit slighted, I guess.
Yeah. When you compromise, everybody loses. So just accept that and move on.
Well.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do? You can't do nothing.
Yeah, but sometimes guys are a little bit crazier in picking out clothes. Because Rachel was telling me when she was there with her mom that there was a couple there shopping. And I guess he was picking out stuff for her, and they were they seemed like they were getting along very, very well. But he was picking stuff out for her. He liked buying her stuff. You know, he was talking about her, whatever, and, oh, no, get this. Like, I like buying stuff. And then all of a sudden, I guess she wanted to buy leggings. And he was like, no, you know how I feel about that. People that just wear the leggings and the big sweaters, I just want to hit anybody that does that. And she was like, okay. And I was like, that's a little crazy.
That's weird.
That's a little bit nuts.
You know what I gotta say? I'm not so much into I usually don't care about fashions, but the whole leggings thing lately with like the girls wearing the sweaters or whatever with the leggings, I like it. I'm down.
To hate something that much that you want to punch anybody that you see doing that, that's just
Yeah, no, that guy sounds a little ridiculous.
So much so that he would ban his woman from doing it.
I mean, if she's attractive, I would be totally down.
Yeah, I don't see a problem with it.
Because, you know, I'll be honest. You have an attractive girlfriend, which you do, and I've had attractive girlfriends. You go out and they dress, you know, not you know, slut like a slut or anything, but like, you know, well, but they look good, you know, like a classy dress, you know, classy dress, but they look nice and everything. And other people notice. Other, you know, you walk down the street, you go into wherever you're going to eat or whatever, and other guy, you know, guys take notice. You kind of, you take a little pride in it. You know, you're like, yeah, she's with me. You know, like that's a good feeling.
Yeah.
You know, if she looks good in those leggings, and, you know, not that I want like other people gawking at my girlfriend or whatever, but, you know, just the idea that other people are like, wow, you know, she's very attractive. And it's like, yeah, you know, she's mine. She's with me. That's great. That's a great feeling. Yeah. I don't know.
And then they lean over and go, what the hell is she doing with that guy? I heard he got a massage from a dude. And it might have moved.
What's she doing with that fat wop?
They get a massage from giant black men.
From big black guys. Yeah, I don't know.
I heard it just gets way out of hand. And they're just like, I heard he requested it.
Yeah, no, and then it becomes this whole thing.
He goes twice a day.
And then all of a sudden, I own a house in P-Town, which may or may not be true.
That you own a house in P-Town?
Yeah.
I'm going to say it's not true.
You know, it's definitely not true because I don't own any house. But, you know, I'm just saying the rumor mill, it spreads.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah, the rumor mill is that the problems are on a different neck.
Honestly, if the rumor mill was that I was successful enough to own a house in P-Town, I'd take it. You know, if they were like, he's a giant gay, you know, he's just steeped into gayness. But, you know, he has a really nice house in P-Town. But, you know, yeah, fuck you. Yeah, I do. I own that house. I'm successful. I'm a successful gay man.
I just like the idea that you're walking around town and people are leaning over and going, he's a giant gay.
He's just a big gay. He's like a big gay guy, and he's successful. He's a big successful gay. And I'd be like, you know what? Yeah, fuck you. I am. I am a big successful gay. You know, and I'm not successful, and none of that story is true. But whatever.
What if that rumor came to happen, and then you could be more successful because people thought you were a successful gay, but but you being gay was part of it. So, like, you had to pretend to be gay in order to be more successful. How far would you take it?
Oh, God, I don't know. I mean, I see, the thing is, though, that, like, anyone that knows me, I just don't think that they could imagine that I was gay. Like, not that I'm, like, I'm not like a big like bro guy, like, you know, like I'm not like, oh, fucking, I love chicks, blah, 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 drinking. But I'm just like, I don't think anyone could really picture me as a homosexual. Well, so I think it would be very hard.
Nobody that knows you would be able to do that. But what about, I'm talking about like people outside of your group. They just think you're a big bear.
I mean, I could play it up a little bit, I guess. I don't know. I mean, what would I have to do? Like, go out and go get dinner with other dudes? Like, is that? I mean, I could do that. I don't give a shit.
What if it goes to the bedroom? How far would you go?
Yeah, I couldn't go that far. I mean, what am I gonna do? I'm not gonna. I can't. You know, I don't have a problem with hanging out with dudes, but I can't. I can't. You know, I'm not putting a dick in my mouth.
What if you were putting your dick in their mouth?
No. No. Get the fuck out of here.
All right, I'm just asking. I'm just asking. Millions of dollars are at stake here. I'm just wondering how far you go.
Millions of dollars? No. I mean, listen, I'm saying, you know, I if I had to, I could probably play it up a little bit, you know. At the end of the day, Keith, I'm still a gun-toting registered Republican. You know, I gotta maintain a little bit of the persona.
You know what? That doesn't mean anything these days.
No, it really doesn't, because as you obviously know, I really don't give a shit. But no, I could play it up a little bit, but you know, once it got to any sort of weird point, I couldn't do it. Women drive me crazy. I can't even deal with women. They drive me insane. If I could just be by myself and watch baseball all day, that's what I would do. But unfortunately, I'm sexually attracted to women, so, you know, I got to deal with them.
You know what I think I would do if it was me? I wouldn't do anything, but I would, because I don't think I could. Like, physically, I think my body would be like, nope, that's not happening. But I think I'd try to figure out some way to be, like, super eccentric and be like, no, I want you to stay in this room, and I have a security camera on you, and I just want to watch you jerk off on the security camera, and I just go in the other room and watch, you know, something else.
Just the thought of the whole situation is just weird.
No, but then you can keep
what
up.
Are you Chuck Berry?
No, well, no, you don't actually have a security camera in there. You just tell them that.
I don't know. No, the whole thing is just weird.
You're just a powerful, eccentric gay man.
Just into kinky gay shit.
Exactly. Doesn't involve you sexually interacting with a man at all.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
And then you can keep up the persona.
And then you could just watch straight porn and jerk off or whatever.
Or you could just go in the other room and watch the Sox game.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's what I would do.
Yeah. Yeah. And then you were just like, listen, when you're done, I just want you to go out the back door.
Don't say
anything to me. It'll ruin it. Don't come find me.
Yeah, you could just give these weird, like, little instructions that just like, yeah, I'm really into it, but, you know, you got to be weird about it. And then just really, you just go in the other room and you're just eating a sausage and drinking Bud Heavies. And although eating the sausage, I guess, is a little weird.
I was just going to say that.
See, I'm thinking like, oh, my man, I'm drinking beer and eating an Italian sausage. But I guess in this context, it could be a little weird. But yeah, all right, whatever.
That's what you do. That's what I'm saying. So if the rumors start flying, that's what you do, Greg.
Down.
You're welcome.
In. Yeah, whatever. This has been But You're Wrong. I am Greg DiNicola.
I'm Keith Bodela.
Check us out on Facebook at facebook.com/ButYou'reWrong. Check us out on Twitter at BYW Podcast. Check us out also on YouTube at it is BYW Podcast, correct?
Yep.
I always forget that. Check out Keith's books on the Amazon Kindle and Amazon Marketplace. Not My Problem and Work in Progress. And look for us every week on Wednesdays and Saturdays. Well, everyone, remember, no regrets. And when you're getting a massage from a man, pretend it's a woman.
Yeah, I'm on.